So the much of the struggle of the Jewish people in the early part of Christianity is against the Eastern Church and not against the Western Church. Because what happens when Rome falls, the Western Church goes into a decline. It is not really strong. But the Eastern Church remains. It was not sacked by the Vandals. Nobody ever got to Constantinople. The Eastern Roman Empire, so to speak, the Byzantine Empire remained. The Byzantine Empire will be destroyed by the invasion of the Muslims in the 600s. But in the 150 years between the fall of Rome and the coming of the Muslims, the Byzantine Empire remained, and it remained strong. And the Jews lived, most of the Jews in the world lived under the Byzantine Empire. They lived either in Eretz Yisrael or in Bovel. And both of those countries were under the rule of the Byzantine Empire, and therefore the struggle with Christianity was the struggle against the Eastern Church. And the Eastern Church, because of the fact that it was closer to paganism and had other problems with it, the Jews saw Christianity in a much, I shouldn't say harsher light, but they saw it in a different light than if they would have seen the Western Church alone. And as bad as Roman Catholicism would be, it would be an improvement to the Jews over the Eastern Church. And later on we'll discuss, when we get there, the fact how the Russian Orthodox Church, which is a split off of the Eastern Church, of the Greek Orthodox Church, how they treated the Jews. Also, to a large extent, even worse than the Roman Catholic Church did, because they never had any liberalizing influences. The Western Church has undergone a series of liberalizing influences from the Renaissance on that, whether the Church likes it or not, have softened it. But nothing has ever happened to the Eastern Church. Nothing. And therefore, I mean, they didn't even change their calendar. They're still on the Julian calendar. They're still, you know, 11 days off, whatever it is, and they're happy.
The Inquisition
was in the Western Church. All right. During this period of time in Bovel, in this immense struggle going on, this is the period of time when the Talmud was completed. The Gemara in Bar Metzia says, Sof horo'o ravashi v'ravino. The end of the Psak Halacha, the end of the Talmud, is Ravashi and Ravina. Ravashi is in about the year 450, Ravina is in about the year 500. And Ravina is the final editor. With Ravina ends the age of the Amoroyim. The Amoroyim are the people of the Talmud. The Talmud Yerushalmi had been completed almost 200 years earlier. And now the Talmud Bavli came to an end. And it was put into the state that we have it today, more or less, through Ravina and Ravashi. Now, the Jews in Bovel were almost immune to all these arguments. For Bovel was like a secure pocket. The Christians did not make great inroads there. Even though it belonged to the Byzantine Empire, it really was not Byzantine in nature. It was a vacuum. And that's what allowed the Jews to develop and have the type of life that they had, the autonomous life that they had. However, part of the reason why the Talmud ended is because this type of autonomous life is going to end. You have new forces again. The Persians, who are always next door, and today's Iranians, if you look at world history, the Persians have been invading Iraq for about 2,000 years. Like every 30 years, every 50 years, every 100 years. They always come east, and they always win for a while, and then they fall back. But that's like a recurring theme throughout the history of that area. The